Can I tell you one more thing because it just happened? And Neil, I've shared it with you before, but because I just saw her, it's worth mentioning again.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, of course.
So this is a young woman who's in her early 50s who presented with advanced lung cancer, non-squamous, kind of pan-negative for an alteration. And we put her on a trial with Nivo/Ipi, and she got one dose. She came in week two at the two-week point for her second dose of Nivo, but her LFTs were up, so we had to hold treatment. She was asymptomatic. Week four, her LFTs were up, and so I gave her steroids. Week six, they came down, got her off steroids, and by week eight, she was off steroids, LFTs corrected, ready to get treated again. She looked so good, I said, why don't we just take a look and see what's going on? And we did scans, and she had a near complete response. She already did not like coming in to see me and said, boy, why do I have to do anything? And I said, you know, I've never done this with stage four lung cancer, but if you want to take a little more time, we can. So we actually delayed as long as we could on the study, but at some point we had to come off. I think it was after the second set of scans. We kept doing this, Neil, checking her, watching her closely. She just came in 2 weeks ago for her two-year scan. And she has what I would say is basically a complete response. And the reason I won't say 100% is because you can go in and see a little bit of smudge in her right upper lung. She got one dose of Nivo, one dose of Ipi, and that was it. So I went and looked at her tumor mutation burden, and it came back at 115.
Wow.
And I don't know if she's cured. I mean, I would say she's not. She probably has a cold disease. Wouldn't that be pretty cool? A patient comes into your clinic, you get a score, you just need one dose and we're gonna watch you. I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
Be cooler if you could sort of make that happen, you know, but actually.
I was telling Dr. Greco, Tony Greco, you know, one of my colleagues the other day, we were talking a lot about this. What if you could alter TMB? What if you could make somebody more sensitive to immunotherapy,
yeah,
maybe radiation or what, to get to that so-called score and then know that you don't need to give more of this stuff?
What was her PD-1 level?
Again, at that time, that was all central, and I don't know that I ever saw that.
That is really wild. What an amazing case and really a commentary. I was, at some point along the way in this conversation, you referred to one of the trials of maintenance, and I was thinking of maintenance chemo, and I was thinking about the kinds of trials. I was actually interviewing Martin Reck the other day when we first doing CME and lung cancer 15, 16 years ago. There was a study of four different platinum doublets up front, you know, and they were all the same. And it was just like nothing, you know, maintenance, chemo, you know, Bev, whatever. It was like getting old. And now all of a sudden it's just like, whoa.
I will tell you, there's a little bit of, it's not apathy, but it's a little bit of not quite the same oomph we were getting when the first immuno studies hit. I think, you know, Marty will tell you this, a little bit of like, oh, okay, you know, another press release. I mean, it's kind of, maybe that's a good thing that we're getting a little more comfortable with all the good news coming out of lung cancer. But I think all of us sitting in a room would say, we still don't know what to do after these therapies. You know, all these patients are going to recur, and we still don't know what to do for them. And I know drugs like osimertinib and alectinib and brigatinib, great, great therapies, but we still don't know what to do with folks after they finish those.
Absolutely. It's just that there's so much to talk about now.